Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. He's one of the guys that's got it all started. Chuck Berry, the legendary Chuck Berry, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Never made it to Wally's list, great list of books, folks, but that's one thing I've always aspired to. Wally Bach is here, folks. He's a 23, in his 24th year now, officially. In his 24th year with us as a great member, of a founding member of our Brain Trust. And he's been an abiding supporter and friend of mine all these years. And he's a friend of yours, whether you know it or not. He's the author of Ruthless Focus. That's just one of his many books. And now he spends his time helping others get their books out. And he can help you with it, too, if you go to Writing a Book with Wally. I don't know how much easier he can make it for you. WritingABookWithWally.com. And he will help you. Hey, Wally, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to.
Jim, mm-hmm. it's a closely held state secret, but I come back for the music that you play on transitions.
Yay! You think I'm a dummy? Why do you think we have that? That's what brings most of my folks back. You don't think it's because of me, do you? Nobody thinks that. Hey, Wally, I loved your selection of Mark Randolph's book, That Will Never Work, because every entrepreneur out there who's been around, who's been, you know, making payroll either for themselves or somebody else for even a couple of years can identify with that. That'll never work. I mean, you should have seen the looks on people's faces in 97 when I said I'm going to start a radio show and I'm going to be nationally syndicated the first day. And that, of course, most people don't even know what that meant. But anyway. In fact, my mother once said, "I don't know what Jim does, but he must be good at it." You know, that's what you get with family. But there's another book that you mentioned earlier about humble leadership.
Right.
Ivan Meisner, the legendary godfather of networking.
I know Ivan.
A great friend of ours here. Anyway, he was on the show just the other day again. He's been with me almost as long as you have. And he said, leaders don't think less of themselves. They just think of themselves less.
Mm-hmm.
Servant leaders are, I think, maybe he said servant leaders. Servant leaders are people who are, you know, people who are leaders, people who are dynamic, people who are true, you know, servant leadership, that kind of thing. They don't think of themselves less. They don't think less of themselves. They think of themselves less. That's a humble leader, isn't it?
That's exactly it. And the good thing about this book, I mean, some listeners are going to know who this is and some people don't, but it's by Edgar Schein. And I've never read a bad book of his. He's retired now from MIT where he used to teach, and he taught this stuff. And the beauty of the humble leadership thing, as he writes about it, is that you don't have to change a whole lot. You don't have to learn some grand new system. This was a year where we had books come out about, you know, how the entire workplace and world needs to be transformed. And most of them were totally unrealistic. Edgar's is not. It's a good book. It's fairly short. You can probably read it in a couple hours. It's got good advice to you about using questions instead of statements. That sounds like some of your sales training, I think, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Basically about how relationships are the important part of business, which I learned early on. I tried to make it.
And that's
so that
not
my brain.
And that's not ivory tower stuff, folks. That's just humanity, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I've got. I mean, my blood was on the street until I figured out the fact that if I wanted people to work with me, it might make sense to treat them nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, by nice, I don't mean soft, and I don't mean, you know, not challenging, because I think people love a challenge. Absolutely. I mean,
your favorite teacher is probably the one that was the toughest on you. For most people, your favorite teacher is one who was fair and tough.
Yeah, the sainted Mrs. McKinley in my life. Third grade, boy, passing grade on the multiplication tables is 100%, because you either know them or you don't.
That's right. And no excuses, no appeals. Exactly. Wally, I got about a minute. Last thoughts.
Hey, we've been talking about how COVID is all going to, like, the vaccine's going to come and it's all going to go away. Don't believe it until you see it.
Yeah.
Stay in, you know, crisis mode until you're absolutely sure we've cleared that. On the other hand, look around for opportunities, because they're always here. There's always a pony in there someplace.
What we have to do is, as business owners, to me, we have to manage this the way we manage all of our other risks, with intelligence, with honesty, and with reasonable approaches. And you know, we got to stop the hysteria. That's one thing we got to do. Hey, Wally, I need your website one more time, please.
Website, writingabookwithwally.com.
Doesn't get any easier than that. Hey, Wally, thank you for 23 great years. Let's do some more. What do you think?
Good idea. I'll come back next year.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back next year, exactly. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.